Good morning. Appreciate the prayer and glad to see everybody here today. I hope we're here for the right reason. What's been on my mind for a little while this week is there's a hymn in our songbook, number 332, Happy the Home. Yeah, I remember used to hear this song, whatever, and it didn't really mean much to me. But here lately, it's become very dear and sweet to me. Happy the home. It says, happy the home when God is there. You know, happy anywhere that God is with us.
Yeah.
As we heard Wednesday night about Paul, we could talk about being content. The Lord, the grace is sufficient for us. We can be content within our situation, no matter what it is, if God is with us. But I really want to focus on the home. You know, as we heard in the prayer, we have churches that are in decline. Our nation is in decline. That didn't just start yesterday. It started as a decline in family, a breakdown in the home. Happy the home when God is there and love fills every breast. The closer we get to God, the closer we're going to get to one another.
Amen.
The closer, the more love we're going to have for one to another, the closer we walk with our Lord. Happy the home where Jesus' name is sweet to every ear. If that name ever stops being sweet, we need to start and stop. Check our heart.
That's right.
When children early lisp his fame, and parents hold him dear, do your children know that you love the Lord? Is it being taught in the home? Happy the home where prayer is heard and praise is wont to raise. Where parents love the sacred word and all its wisdom prize. Lord, let us in our homes agree this blessed peace to gain. Unite our hearts in love to Thee, and love to all will reign. Those are some sweet words. We need that peace in our homes. The more peace we'll have in our homes and our families, we can bring that peace here. Every time we meet together, we can have that love, letting our light shine. So happy the home. Not so much just the word happy. You know, happy can mean a lot of things. But we want more joy in our life. We want more, you know, rejoicing. I implore everyone to go home and read Philippians. They have a little more rejoicing. But we want that. We want to have that joy and that peace within our homes. You can see the breakdown of the family structure, the way the Lord had set it up. A father and a mother with the children. That is the family. The family structure. When it breaks down, you start seeing a breakdown in culture. You start seeing a breakdown in our churches. It's everywhere and it's running rampant. We need to have that structure. We need to have our family firmly planted on the rock of our salvation, Lord Jesus Christ. As Paul would say in Hebrews, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We need to have that faith in Him, lean upon Him, and build our family upon His foundation. That's when we're going to have that happy home. That's when we're going to have joy that fills the house. That's when we're going to have that joy and happiness that fills this church. And that's when we're going to have the church filled. Now, I'm not saying that just because we do right in our families, we have it, we're going to have a just bursting forth with people come to church. But brothers and sisters, whoever is here, the more that we have love one to another, the more that we have love to God, the more we have that peace and joy and unity, it doesn't matter the numbers. We can have a good, sweet time with the Lord, and He'll be here. Happy the home where God is there. Did you bring Him with you today? Did you wake up reading His Word? Did you wake up praying to Him? God, please help me today. Be with me. I want you to walk with me. He can't. He's not here physically walking in bodily form, but brothers and sisters, He can dwell within our hearts. He can be with us wherever we are. You're never too far from the hand of the Lord. Never. Never out of His reach. So brothers and sisters, I implore us to just think upon these things. Happy the home. You know, it wasn't until my little girl was born, I started thinking more and more about this is a family. You know, how what my responsibility is. You know, I tell you, as a new father, which, you know, a lot of you fathers, you were one new father at one time, but you start thinking about all these things, the responsibility that you have. Brothers and sisters, I just had to just come to the realization and cling to the Lord. Help me. Guide me. Let me not fall on my own understanding. Because, brothers and sisters, I would fall. Let me lean upon Him. Lean to His understanding. Follow His wisdom. And read His Word on a day-to-day basis. I know we're not perfect. I'm far from perfect. But Lord, I could just come and just come to the mercy seat. Lord, please be merciful to me. And help me. Because I want that happy home. I want that happy family. And the recipe for that, well, it's right here. God's laid it out for us. He's the one that set the family up in the first place. I think He knows what He's talking about. Scratch that. I know He knows what He's talking about. But happy the home when God is there. Let's try to bring more. Let's try to read this family, this word. Even if we need to sit down as a family and read it. If you didn't grow up in a godly home, let's break the cycle. Let's start it new.
Amen.
Let's read this word. You don't have to be a scholar or a learned person. If you can read this word, if you have that understanding heart and ask the Lord every time that you're reading it to bless you, He'll start opening it up to you. It's not locked. We can open it. And He can open it. And He can help you to understand. And hopefully, I'm preaching to the choir here. Hopefully we have our happy homes where love is filled, fills every breast. But unite our hearts in love to Thee, and love to all will reign. Brothers and sisters, I hope we have that love to one another. I hope we have that love in our family. But a family needs to be built on a foundation. You can't build a house upon the sand. It's weak. It'll falter. Let's build upon the rock, solid foundation of Jesus Christ and His Word. Thank you.